Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Welcome back to Stoic Calm, your daily dose of resilience and balance. Today we're diving into something super important, something that affects all of us. Those pesky negative thoughts and emotions. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel of worry? You know that feeling when you're stuck in a loop of what ifs or replaying past mistakes? Yeah, I get it. Trust me, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Negative thoughts don't have to rule our lives. We can learn to manage them, even turn them around. Think of it like this. Our minds are like gardens, and those negative thoughts are like weeds. They can take over if we let them, but with a little effort, we can pull them out and cultivate something beautiful, peace, clarity, and positivity. So, how do we tackle these emotional weeds? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer those negative vibes. First up, recognize and acknowledge your thoughts. It's easy to just brush them aside or pretend they aren't there, but that only allows them to fester. Take a moment to really notice what's going on in your head. What specific thoughts are popping up? Are you focusing on the worst-case scenario? Naming those thoughts is the first step to taking control. Think of it like shining a light on those sneaky weeds. Once they're exposed, they lose some of the power. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean it's true. Often, our minds play tricks on us, exaggerating problems or focusing on the negative. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I tell a friend who was having this thought? Sometimes, simply questioning the validity of those thoughts can be enough to weaken their grip. Now, let's talk about reframing. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try to look for the silver lining. Maybe that challenging situation taught you something valuable or helped you grow in some way. Remember, even tough experiences can lead to positive outcomes if we choose to see them that way. Think of it like finding a 4-leaf clover amidst a patch of regular ones. Those hidden gems are often worth celebrating. Next up, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes and have bad days. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a friend. Remember, everyone struggles sometimes, so don't be too hard on yourself. Finally, focus on what you can control. We can't always change external circumstances, but we can control our reactions to them. Focus your energy on things within your power, taking care of your physical and mental health, pursuing your goals, and nurturing your relationships. Think of it like building a strong foundation. When you have a solid base, you're better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. Your mind starts racing with worries. What if I forget my lines? What if I mess up and everyone laughs? You start feeling anxious and overwhelmed. But remember what we talked about. First, acknowledge those thoughts. Okay, I'm feeling anxious about the presentation. Then challenge them. Is there any evidence that I'll actually forget everything? Have I done presentations before and been successful? Reframe your perspective. This is a chance to share my ideas and contribute to the team. Practice self-compassion. It's okay to be nervous. Everyone feels that way sometimes. I've prepared well, and I'm going to do my best. And finally, focus on what you can control: your preparation, your delivery, and your attitude. Think about it, you're already equipped with the tools to handle those negative thoughts and emotions. It's all about recognizing them, challenging them, reframing your perspective, practicing self-compassion, and focusing on what you can control. Remember, Stoic Calm isn't about achieving some perfect state of bliss, it's about navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Keep practicing these techniques and you'll be amazed at how much calmer, happier, and more empowered you feel. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, please share it with a friend who could use a dose of Stoic Calm. Let's keep spreading the positivity. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.